Lekutei Sichas, Volume 24, Second Sicha of Akev, titled God's Favoritism and Bribery. There is a place for bribery with God. As the verse states, you shall not accept ransom for one who has fled to his city of refuge to allow him to return to live in the land before the Kohen has died. Meaning that there does exist a ransom before God, just not for murder. Now, the reason for there being an acceptable ransom for one's soul is due to the verse which we study from, for with the thing that they plotted, God came upon them. That's what Jethro said about Egypt, which is from where we learn out the Torah rule of a measure for a measure. Therefore, being that our sages so greatly extol the virtue of charity, you will find no other mitzvah in which the vital soul is clothed to the same extent as in the mitzvah of charity. Surely all the strength of his vital soul is clothed in it, applied to the effort of his labor or in any other occupation by which he earned this money, which he now distributes for charity. Thus, when he gives to charity this money to which he applied all the strength of his vital soul, his entire vital soul extends to God. Even he who does not earn his livelihood from his labors, nevertheless, since he could have purchased with this money that he gave for charity sustenance for the life of his vital soul, he is actually giving his soul's life to God in the form of charity. Hence, from this teaching in Tanya, we see that one's giving from the money he earned with all his soul is acceptable ransom for his soul. Now, so too there is a place for favoritism with God. As the verse states, I quote to you, may the Lord raise his countenance towards you, defined by Rashi as by suppressing his wrath. Meaning that even when one has transgressed and there is a reason for God's wrath, nevertheless, God shows favoritism, suppressing his wrath. The reason being because you are dedicated and belong to God, even though you have transgressed his will. Hence, there is favoritism towards you. However, the Torah is telling us that here, what God is primarily asking of us, even deeper yet than observing and not transgressing his commandments, is, I quote to you from this week's Torah portion, and now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? Only to fear the Lord your God. End quote. Therefore, in continuation with this, God is now telling us, I quote to you from 2-5 verses later, for the Lord your God will show no favor, nor will he take a bribe. End quote. Meaning that while there can be favoritism or ransom for transgressions, however, there can be no favoritism or ransom when one who completely throws off the yoke of obedience to God from upon his shoulders, saying, I quote to you from a verse in Deuteronomy, I will follow my heart's desires. End quote. Now, after this comes along ethics of our fathers, the book of Beyond the Letter of the Law, and adds on yet another understanding, telling us, I quote to you from chapter 4, the closing Mishnah, which is Mishnah 22. Blessed is he, for before him there is no, and the sages list, and I want to jump forward to favoritism and no taking of bribes, end quote. Here the sages are speaking of one who is observing Torah mitzvot. This is a book for beyond the letter of the law, and therefore obviously of one who carries the yoke of obedience before heaven. Thus the sages are telling him, and I quote you from how Maimonides comments and explains this Mishnah. He not take the good deeds as bribe, such that if a man did 1,000 good deeds and one evil deed, God, may he be blessed, will not forgive the one sin for the multitude of his good deeds and remove one or more goods from his 1,000 goods. Rather, he will punish for that one evil and reward for all of those goods. And this is the matter of taking no bribes, and it is like shows no favor, that he punishes one great in virtues for a small thing, like our teacher Moses, peace be upon him. And so too the reward of Esau, the evildoer, for honoring his father and mother, and of Nebuchadnezzar, the evil king, for the honor of God, may he be blessed. And then he goes on to close up and say, Maimonides, and this and that is the matter of no favoritism of persons, end quote. Now, what's the explanation? Being that each mitzvah is the observing and each sin is the transgression of the will of God, and thus each mitzvah and each sin is a concept of its own. Now, nevertheless, the bribery and favoritism that God does accept for transgressions, we said before about charity, and now the Rebbe quotes from a Medrash. I quote from Medrash Tehillim on Psalm 17, verse 2. And King David says to God, "But as for you who takes bribes from the wicked in this world, they should do repentance, good deeds, and prayer." So repentance is a form of bribery. Now, being that repentance is so exalted and reaches so high that not only it concedes unto man for his transgression, the man, but even changes the past deed of man, that it be, I quote you from the Talmud tractate Yuma, past committed maliciousness becomes as unintentional mistakes. And even more so, the Talmud goes on to talk about tshuva from love causes, past committed maliciousness becomes as merits. And even more so, the Tanya says, not as merits, but past committed maliciousness becomes truly merits. So here we see that there is a favoritism and bribery that God, quote-unquote, accepts for when we transgress an action. However, not for when we throw off the yoke and say, I will go in the freedom of my heart. For that, there is no favoritism and there is no bribery.